After she returned from her tour in Iraq with the Wisconsin National Guard 2 years ago, Abby Pickett knew she needed treatment for the sleepless nights and suicidal thoughts she was having. But it took her 2 months to get an appointment to see a psychiatrist at the VA hospital in Madison. Then, after 6 months of regular visits, she missed an appointment.
And I kept on trying to call and set up a new one, and they kept on saying, well, we'll send you out a letter. You know, 4, 5, 6, finally about 8 months went by until I finally got another appointment. Meantime, I was on a medication that wasn't right for me, and you know, was experiencing pretty severe symptoms of PTSD.
Pickett doesn't blame the VA staff who treated her. She says there's just not enough funding to deal with the estimated 1 out of every 4 returning vets who need mental health care. She says over the past 3 months, she's heard of 3 soldiers committing suicide.
I mean, those are obviously extreme cases, but I really think that it speaks a loud message to what's going on in the heart of our VAs, is that people are coming home from Iraq and know that things aren't going right and are trying to get the help they need and deserve and are having a hard time getting in the system. I've been in a congressman's office who directly told us one-on-one that they weren't expecting these types of numbers to come back and use the VA.
Pickett has now found help for her PTSD outside of the VA through a national nonprofit group called Vets for Vets. The group, founded by a Vietnam War veteran, helps groups of soldiers form peer groups where they meet and talk through their combat experiences. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.